What are the two words up there on the screen?
Crazy faith.
Can you say crazy faith?
Crazy faith.
No, I want you to say it like you're crazy.
Crazy faith. Better.
Crazy faith. For those of you who weren't here last week, we had a small chair and we had a big chair. And when I say we had a big chair, I had a big chair sitting there that's my lawn chair. It's like 200 pounds more than I weigh. Amen? And it holds me. And then our chair on the other side, Dad, what color was it?
Pink and little.
Pink and little, and the weight limit was 150. And I asked my dad, I said, Dad, what chair do you trust to sit in? And what chair did you pick, Dad?
The big chair.
The big chair. Many of you were here. For those of you who weren't, my dad and I both ended up sitting in the pink chair, and it didn't break. Amen? And the whole thing to that was I wanted us to have crazy faith, to be able to put our trust not so much in the chair, not so much in the what, but more in the who. And I challenged all of you guys that you're crazy. You already believe in stuff you don't see. You believe in the wind, don't you? You don't see the wind. You believe in bad breath, don't you, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah. It affects you. That bad breath affects you, and we don't see it. But I want you to look up here. Crazy faith. Can you say it like you're crazy one more time?
Crazy faith.
Crazy faith is faith that is your thoughts and your actions and your everyday things that just do not make sense. They don't make sense. But you trust fully in what you can't explicitly prove. You guys, we're sitting in church on a Sunday at 10, 1105. People think we're crazy. Those who don't go to church, who don't believe in God, who hold on to their money and don't give 10 or 15 or 20%, who don't park a car out here and give candy away, they think you're nuts. And for about 80% of you, I agree. Amen? But I want us at FCC to have crazy faith. I do. Larry, can you come up here for a second? I didn't tell you I was going to do this. Come here. Larry has crazy faith. Most of you know what God has spoke to me, and I've spoken into church, that I have told you that you're not done until who says you're done? You're not done till God says you're done. Well, not only did Larry believe it. Larry, let me see that arm. You're done when God says you're done. Amen?
Amen?
I don't want you to give him a round of applause. I want you to give God a round of applause. Because Larry, you're crazy. Thanks, buddy. There are some people that Larry would show that to. Frank, they say he's crazy. You're nuts. I not only want to stand on that on our church, I want to stand on something else. Behind me, I want us to say this together after I say it once. Faith in God, faith in people, and faith in miracles. Can you say that with me? Faith in
God,
faith in
people,
and faith in
miracles.
Whoo! Mom, they're good today, and I'm ready to preach today. I'm ready to preach today, but can you guys say 8 minutes? You don't believe this, but I'm done in 8 minutes today. Did you say wow? Guys, I mean that. You know why? Sometimes you can talk too long. Say amen. Go ahead.
Amen.
Sometimes a point is more applicable if I can just get up here and give a quick message. Give me a louder amen.
Amen.
Faith in, what's the first word? I want us at FCC to have such a crazy faith in God that when our lives happen, and they happen, amen? That when bad things happen, when sicknesses happen, when divorces happen, when all kinds of stuff happens, when you go home and you have a letter in the mail from a collector or from a lawyer or it's not good news, when you're sitting at a doctor's, across from a doctor and he says, you're terminally ill. When you go to school like you do, and we have kids that are bullied and they don't even want to go to school, and we have all these things happen, I want us to have such a crazy faith in God. Can you say crazy faith?
Crazy faith.
That it doesn't matter what comes, that you stand firm. Like you are a big, strong weightlifter like me. Can you say amen? I'm not budging, Mom. And it's not because I'm fat. I'm just square. And a little bit round. Faith in, what was the first one?
God.
Secondly, faith in who?
People.
Look to your right, look to your left right now. Look at them, look at them. Stare at them. Give them that loving look. Carol, you were supposed to look lovingly at Steve, not Jerry. All right. Guys, faith in people. Remember a couple weeks ago I talked about forgiveness, and I said that if your own brother did something against you 7 times a day, every day of your life, and he did it on purpose to hurt you, but every time he did it, he comes to you and says, I'm sorry. Frank, what's the answer to that? We forgive him? That's what Jesus says? Is that easy to do? That's crazy faith. That's crazy forgiveness. And that's what I want. I want people to look at you and say, they are crazy. Not only would I not forgive them, I'd punch that person in the face. You can't have a crazy faith in God if you don't have a crazy faith in people. Because I'm looking at a bunch of people out here and you're no different than me. God has such a crazy faith in you that he's forgiven you. Curtis, even though your life's a mess, I don't know if it is, but compared to who God wants us to be, our lives are all messes, amen? If God loves us so much that he can forgive us, why can't I forgive this person that's right here? I mean, what if our God was a God that said, no, Bob, you did that one too many times, I'm done with you. No. And finally, faith in, what's the last thing?
Miracles.
Oh, we like to read about Jesus, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the mute talking, the paralyzed walking. But how many times in our lives have we prayed God for a healing? Have we prayed God for this? Have we prayed God and you don't see it? Right? I think most of us haven't always seen the miracles that we read about in here because these people had crazy faith and we have, what's the two words on that thing? Because as I said last week, most of us don't live our faith life out on a limb. We don't. And when you don't live your faith life out on a limb, you, what's the word in red?
No.
You don't get to experience God's full promises here on earth. I promise you that. You don't. You won't. You stay safe in the fat man chair. You stay safe in your home, with your wife, with your directions. But God's plan for you is over there on what looks like a shaky limb. Amen? How do I know this? Most people in here have this. What are those two words? How do I know that? Because after last week's sermon, I received about 15 emails or texts. Here's a couple of the questions. Number one, how do you know, Bobby, that you're moving in faith? How do you know? Because I don't want to go a different direction again. I don't want to screw up again. I don't want to go the wrong way again. How do you know? They also asked me, how are you confident in what you're having faith in, but you don't see it? How? How do you know, and how are you confident? And the last question was this, how are you, what's the word in black?
Sure.
So how do you know, and how are you confident, and how are you sure that the thing you're having faith in will happen? Mom, do you know how my faith has grown? Do you know? Because I have the answer to all these questions. I'm going to help you today, FCC. I have the answer to all these things. How do I know? How am I sure? How am I confident? You, what's the word?
Can't.
You can't. That's not faith. That's not crazy faith. It's not faith if you can see it. It's not faith if you can smell it. It's not faith if you can taste it. It's faith if you don't see it, yet you still believe. Amen? But most of us don't live like that. Last story. Frank, what day did we go to St. Joe this week?
Wednesday.
I went to St. Joseph with Frank Ford all day. It's his hometown. Kelly let us use her vehicle. God bless you, Kelly. We only went to a couple parties. Did a couple illegal things. Other than that, it was great. Frank, we had it all planned out. You're going to pull in my driveway at 6 a.m. We're going to get to St. Joe at 8:22. We're going to have breakfast at 9:15. We're going to go see your brother at a certain time. We're going to eat somewhere and we'll get home. We're going to get home at 8. I'm going to drive down. You're going to drive in St. Joe a little bit. And then I'm going to drive home. You're going to drop me off. Then I can tell my kids bye. That's how we like life, right? That's how you like life.
Organized.
Scheduled. But what if I told you today that you're going to get in the car with God? You're going to hop in there and you're going to turn over to God. And I'm going to say, God, where are we going? And he just turns to you and he says, what are the two words?
Buckle up.
Okay, God, I'll buckle up. I'll buckle up. And Frank even made me buckle up. And I don't like to buckle up because I'm so fat it cuts across my boobs. But if I don't put it on, it's going to beep the whole way. Okay, God, that's okay. I don't know where we're going, God, but can you at least tell me where we're going to eat or where we're going to stop or what we're going to do? And God says, no, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you to what? Buckle up. And then I say, okay, I don't care where we're going and I don't care what time we're eating, but can you at least tell me what time we're getting back? Because I need to tell my wife what time we're getting back. Because if I don't tell my wife what time we're getting back, I'm in trouble. Amen? Trouble. I'm going to have like 80 texts. Is my wife in here? Oh, then I'm really going to preach. I'm going to get like 80 texts. I'm going to get 32 voicemails. She's going to ask me for Frank's number. And she's going to ask what's going on. But God, he's not going to tell me all that. He's going to tell me to what? Buckle up. So what I want to tell you today as we end this up is I want you to have crazy faith. But for you to have crazy faith, you have to have, what's the word that starts in V? Vulnerability. Do you see this word? What's this word? Maybe. Oh, no. We're crossing this out. Maybe's done. Maybe is done. We're going to put this word. Woo! What's that word? But the only way you can have that faith and not that faith is if you're vulnerable. Can you say vulnerable? I used to be in good shape. I used to play a lot of ball. I used to love playing basketball. And sometimes girls would sit up in the stands, like even when we were playing pickup, and I loved to play so much. But something happens when it's 10 guys playing. Do you know how we decipher who's on one team and who's on another? One team is shirts, and one team is... One team is, and one team is, guess what team I always wanted to be? Oh, I wanted to be sweatshirts. I wanted to be winter coats. I wanted to be anything, not skin, mom. I didn't want to be vulnerable. I didn't want to show anybody my physique because I was built like a Greek goddess. A god, not goddess, god. And I wouldn't be vulnerable. I wouldn't be vulnerable. And when I'd be a skin, I'd be like covering up. And like it even affected other people. Because like Biff, when you were playing, he'd be like, oh no, my brother's always shirt. Meanwhile, Biff Muscle Man's like, I'm a skin. Yep. But see, mom, sometimes when you're not vulnerable, your not being vulnerable affects other people covering for your non-vulnerability. And then they help you not be vulnerable. And then I didn't play as well. And it was just nuts. And I know that's basketball, but that's what we do with faith. Amen? So today, as my mom starts playing behind me, I want you to read this with me. There's no better time than when? Let's say it together. There's no better time than now. You know, a lot of times, I can put something up here like skins and shirts. See, I put skins. No. I'm done. And I even thought of preaching this shirtless. Amen? Go ahead and laugh. Because I'm going to laugh. Because I said I can do it. Because I'm going to picture all of you shirtless. We'll see how that goes. I could write that up there. Or I could write, I want to get out of maybe faith, and I want to have more of crazy faith. And the only way that I can do that is I need to find this amazing grace of God. That no matter what I look like as a shirt or a skin, I want to be a better husband. I want to be more in tune with our kids. And when it comes to this church, this is going to make me sound crazy. Those of you that can't see it, I want you to say it with me. This says full church. Can you say full church?
Full church.
Can you say full church?
Full church.
One more time. Can you say full church?
Full church.
I want you to look forward right now. And you're going to hear a big man going up some stairs. And I'm going upstairs. The people haven't went up in a long time. It's hot up here. FCC, I want you to turn around and look up here. Look up here. I'm being vulnerable. Delise vacuumed up here. My wife and I, we wiped every seat down. And we wiped the cobwebs off here. And we wiped as high as we could reach on these wood beams. And look at how awesome these chairs are. They are fat man adaptable. Mom, this view is beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to fill this church because God wants it to be full. Amen?
Amen.
These aren't going to be the cheap seats because they got here late. These are dang good seats that people are going to want. Amen?
Amen?
So today, Mom, as you start singing Amazing Grace, there is no communion hymn. I'm going to invite people today to come forward, to be vulnerable, and to write something. And to come forward. And to write whatever it is. It can be in your own message. You see, I just say better husband, I put kids. And here's what's crazy about this. People see you come up. I don't care, Curtis, if you see what I'm vulnerable in. Because you're my brother. Frank, I don't care if you see what color I used to write up here. Because you're my brother. And if you don't feel called by God to do this, that's fine. This is going in my office to remember that I need less of maybe faith. And I need more of crazy faith. And all these people that write something they need to be more vulnerable in, they're going to write this down. And we're going to pray over it, but it's going up in my office. So on those days when I want to say maybe, I'm reminded that I need to say crazy. On those days when I think it's better tomorrow, there's no better time than what?
Now.
I've got 8 markers up here. We got a lot of marker board. We're going to sing Amazing Grace. And I invite you to come forward when you're ready to put where you need to be more vulnerable in your walk with Christ. Let's do this together as a family. FCC, come forward whenever you're ready. I know it may not be easy. Maybe you don't need to write for yourself. Maybe you need to write for someone that's not here. Do not wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next Sunday. Don't wait for the person to your left or right to go do it, because I'm telling you now, they're probably waiting for you to go. Be a leader. Be who God's called you to be. Lord, I ask you now, because I know there's someone in here, they really want to go. Their legs actually shaking. Their legs shaking and their hearts racing, because their handwriting needs to be on that piece of paper. But they don't want somebody to see their handwriting on that paper. Heavenly Father, every vulnerability, everything that is being written on that board, we're lifting it up to you. We're done with this maybe faith. I promise you, you can do it. If you're wavering, if you're doubtful, if you're not sure, I don't want you to do it because I'm encouraging you to. I'm encouraging you because God's telling me, I have somebody back here right now. You need to write it up here. You don't have enough crazy faith to come up and write it down, but you have enough faith to ask it in silence, but you only have maybe faith and you're not going to see it come to fruition. God's waiting for you to come forward. Your Heavenly Father has provided the pens. He's provided this idea. He's provided this poster board. There is a space that still is there for you. Nobody wrote there because that is your space. Yes, Lord. Look at those things, Lord. Look at those things. Those are your spaces. Those are your things, Lord. Those are the things we've been holding in. Those are the things we're struggling with. Those are the things that we're expecting awesome things to happen. And there's no better time than now. Tomorrow's not better. Wednesday's not better. After Halloween's not better. Next Sunday's not better. We may not have a better time. This is it. This is it. This is it. And as we still have a few people coming up, elders and deacons, if you can go ahead and get ready in the back, and when you're all situated, you may come forward. But I do not want that to stop anyone. This board will be here until after service. If you want to stay here till after the service and come up, do that. I see more white space on there. It's still available. No better time, no better time, no better time. Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for each and every person that came up here. And I don't just want to stop there. I want to thank you for those that just can't do it yet. Maybe they'll sign after. Maybe they've signed in their heart and they just can't come forward. I pray for them as well. May you help us be more vulnerable, more crazy in our faith, and get out of this maybe mentality. It's in Jesus' name we pray as we prepare for communion today. If you believe that and proclaim it over your life, can you give me an amen? Amen.